Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey,
what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
My name is Magnus. I am a monk from Dragon Mountain.
Yes, but Morgu can grant your deepest desire.
Whatever they're offering you, you have to fight it.
You all hit the ground.
Darcy?
Buddy? Darcy is not getting up.
What's wrong with her?
Well, she's totally dead.
Welcome to death.
Oh, come on. All right, if I can get you a fairy cake, will you let me go back?
And save time.
Well, yeah.
The priestess is...
standing right behind you, Chosen One.
Don't you ever die!
You have chosen to abandon Morrigu.
A deep guttural roar comes from out of me, and I transform into a, grizzly bear!
Bazooka!
The body of the priestess hits the ground. In the chariot is Celine.
The oracle is speaking again. There's but one thing left for you to do, but sanctify this temple again to the goddess of your choosing.
Luxon! We choose Luxon!
And poof! Blatt is no longer standing there.
Oh, God.
Darcy, Egerton, Blatt, and Magnus, are all standing in what's left of the stump of this massive tree. When Blatt goes to say,
I feel that you're being very rude and unfair, and thus you will not be the goddess of this large tree.
And that's when Blatt and Celine, the goddess of the moon, and her chariot disappear.
She said, oh, geez.
My sentiments exactly.
And a warm light starts to break through the clouds from above. And Darcy's amulet around her neck begins to glow brightly with this warm, soft light. And a shaft of sunlight breaks through the clouds and highlights all of you standing there. And you feel just enraptured by a divine presence. And that's when everything disappears.
The End of Time and Other Bothers. An improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howie, and special guest Julian Sark. Episode 13, Between, Part 1.
Blatt, you appear suddenly in a glade. But the color is off. It's hard to even wrap your mind around how you know that. Everything is just a different hue. There's a path leading through this glade and off into the trees. And when you look upwards, it's neither daylight nor night.
It's like the televisual device that I had as a child. My father and I could not afford a very good one, so the color scheme was always slightly off. I'm quite used to this.
And something flits past you in the corner of your vision.
No! Watt turns around to see if he could see what flitted past him.
And you see a path that leads in that direction into the forest.
Ooh. So I could go this way, or I could go the other way. It's a game of onesie-twosie. What shall I choose? Onesie-twosies, apple and pear, tell me which way I should stare. And Blatt heads south.
Darcy, Magnus, and Egerton, you all appear in a much colder, chillier place. It is a glade, and there's a path leading through this glade, but the colors are all, like, strangely just off by, like, a certain number of degrees. It's hard to explain. The grass, when you look at it long enough, you say that's green, but then when you turn away out of the corner of your eye, it's not green. And there's just a dark forest, and the sky above you is just a strange blank.
I agree. This is definitely very unusual. I'm not entirely sure what we should be doing here.
This is really weird.
Well, I guess we should start walking in a direction because we have not been prompted with any other information that could help tell the story at this point.
All right, well, let's go this way then.
Oh, well, I was thinking we'd go the other way.
What? Why would you want to go that way?
Well, it just seems like the natural choice. I mean, if you were to sit down and say, this direction is one way and that direction is the second way, and then bounce back and forth with some kind of limerick or song in your head, you would probably land on this direction.
You mean like onesie, twosie, redsie, bluesie?
Yeah, you've heard of it.
Yeah, like five-year-olds play that.
Yeah, but I mostly prefer to use apples and pears. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Why? Okay, let's just
Magnus,
go in this direction.
Something catches your eye off in the forest, like as if you were being watched.
What's that?
What's what?
That thing over there.
Where?
The brush just rustled.
The brush rustled?
Yes, the brush rustled. Brushes rustle. That's what they do.
Uh-oh.
So Darcy uses her heightened sense of smell. Can I either pick up Blatt's scent or the scent of whoever's in the bushes?
Yes, Darcy, you can smell Blatt. And okay. It's going, like, it's stronger in one direction.
Okay. So I start moving in the direction that Blatt went in.
Oh, she says she can smell Blatt. We should probably follow her. Plus, she's, you know, a giant grizzly bear.
All right. Sure. Let's do that. Let's follow a grizzly bear.
Onward.
Blatt, you walk into a glade that's identical to the glade you were in before.
Ew.
And again, there's a path that leads through it and out the other side.
Have I gone in a big circle? Oh, no. Has onesie, twosie, apples and pears? Has it let me down? Oh, ever since I was a child, that always put me in the right direction. Well, I'll have to test this theory. I'll sally forth in the direction that I'm currently walking.
And something flits across the path, almost right in front of you, but you just, it's like you can't see it clearly.
Perhaps I should get off the path and follow this thing that moved very quickly. Blatt heads in the direction of this movement that he saw.
Okay. So as you approach the trees, they almost seem to bend away.
Oh.
There's a path leading into the forest.
Ah, I found the secret hidden path. Thank you. Thing that moves quickly. Although that still doesn't explain why onesie twosie apples and pears let me down. I can't think about that now.
Well, that's simple. It's onesies, twosies, bottle, and chair. That's the only one that works.
Well, you see, bottle and chair isn't actually two sides of the same coin. Like, wait a second, who said that?
There's nobody there.
I see. As punishment for defying a goddess, I'm now alone in the middle of a magical forest and slowly going insane.
There's a giggle.
I'm glad that you agree with me, Brain. I'm slowly going mad. Well, I guess I'll take this secret hidden path deeper into the woods, and perhaps I'll find someone I know. Or some confirmation that I've finally gone completely bonkers.
And Blatt steps off the trail, and it closes behind him, but there's a path leading in front of you. We come back to the three of you who are traveling, and you walking on the path. It never turns, and all of a sudden, Darcy, you are back leading. You see the glade you started in, and now you smell Lad's trail really getting cold, but you smell your trail in front of you.
It wasn't me. Don't look at me. Oh, I thought she said something else.
What's she trying to tell us?
She says that she lost the trail of Blatt, but she picked up our trail again, which doesn't really make sense because we would have kept going the same direction. That would make this a very, very small area for us to have wrapped around the whole way. So what's probably happening is some kind of shift in the wind, which means our scents are being thrown ahead of us somehow and confusing her bear mind.
Right. Or we just walked in a circle.
Yes, that is also possible, but I think my theory of shifting wind patterns and, you know, the changing climates of this land probably have more to do with it. Sorry.
So I start to stick my nose into the bushes. Can I smell anything different or unusual?
Roll for me. Discern realities.
It's a 3.
No, you don't smell anything, Darcy, except that you smell your path now leading the way you're going out of this glade again.
I don't know where we should go. You're the one with the big nose. Well, it's a nice looking nose, yeah, but it's still big. I mean, okay, fine. With your average size grizzly bear nose that performs adequately under pressure.
So Darcy just starts in the direction that they were already going.
Okay.
Keeps going in that direction.
Okay, just stop looking at her nose. And let's go.
I wasn't looking at her nose.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's just let's go. Let's not talk about it anymore.
So Magnus and Egerton, you bump into Darcy as she comes to a stop because you have re-entered the glade again and you smell your trail slowly diminishing ahead of you.
What is happening here?
It seems to me, as the leader of our group, that something weird is happening here. And we should probably, you know, figure out why that weird thing is happening. And then we can maybe find a solution to that weird thing happening. And then we can find Blatt, and then we can go home.
Okay, so what I say as the not leader of this group, but a very smart person, is that we go in the opposite direction of the direction we've been going, and then maybe this whole thing of coming up where we were before will stop happening.
Okay, I, as the leader, I endorse this action. Thank you, advisor number 2.
Darcy has already started off in the other
direction. Oh, yeah, okay, wait, here we come.
And you re-enter the glade again.
That was an excellent expression of rage, Bearcy, and it reflects how all of us feel. So, what I can understand at this point is we've all lost our minds collectively, and that it's not good.
What if we just give up on this path altogether and just step into the woods?
Okay, you go first.
Fine, I'm gonna go first.
Okay, go.
I'm stepping into the woods.
Okay, I'm waiting for you to step into the woods.
I'm walking into the woods.
I'm seeing you. You're walking. You're not in the woods yet.
It's getting really dark as you step in.
It's getting really dark in here, but I am going into the woods. Is anybody with me?
Okay, let us know what you see once you get
you
a little
catch
further.
Catch something out of the corner of your eye. Zip across.
I just saw something.
Was it a rustling brush?
I don't know. There was a sound. There was a rustling of something. I couldn't see it.
Come deeper, little one.
Something, just talk to me. It's telling me to come deeper into the wood. Guys, you gotta come in here.
Yeah, okay, you keep going and report back. Recon team Alpha. But don't, stop pushing me. Fine. Okay, we're coming. So okay. We walk forward.
So we follow Magnus into the woods.
You can't find Magnus.
I don't know where he went. Okay, so I was not the one who said we wouldn't go into the woods after him. It's okay, we'll fight.
Magnus, you're still waiting for them to come after you.
Guys!
You can hear him.
Okay.
Guys!
Yeah, we're coming. Where are you?
I'm right here.
We are also right here. Where are you?
I'm by some trees.
Is it this tree?
I don't know if it's that tree. Where are you guys?
We're next to some trees.
Which trees?
Well, it's kind of brown. It's got some leaves on it.
Okay, I'm looking at this tree really closely. Okay, look, there's some moss at the bottom.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's a pine tree of some kind.
Yeah, it's the same tree I'm looking at.
Where are you? I can't see you.
I can't see you.
Oh, you're on the other side of the tree. I'm just going to go to the other side of the tree. You're not there.
Okay, no, I went to the other side of the tree. I thought I was going to the other side of the tree and you were staying.
No. I was coming to you. You just stay where I am.
And Darcy starts to climb one of the nearest trees.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how far grizzlies can go up a tree, but I'm going to say maybe I get about halfway up a tree.
You can go all the way up the tree.
Oh, there you go. So I climb up the tree, and can I see anything now that I'm above the tree line a little bit?
Yeah, so you see a small glade a few steps behind you, and then you see forest that extends as far as your eye can see in every direction.
Okay, so you stay where you are. I'm coming around the tree.
Okay.
Here I come.
Okay.
All right. I'm on the other side of the tree. Where are you?
I went to the left. Did you come to the right?
I went to the right. Just stay still.
Okay.
Just stay still, and
okay.
I'm coming around the tree.
Wait, where's Darcy?
And I start coming down the tree.
Okay, you don't see either of them.
Oh, come on.
Darcy, where are you? Yeah, okay, no, so I'm on the left side of the tree. Magnus is on the right side of the tree. Which side of the tree are you on?
And Darcy starts to shake the tree that she's just come down really hard.
You both see the tree shake.
Okay, my tree is shaking.
My tree is shaking.
Okay.
Cut to.
I'm not losing my mind. I'm not losing my mind. See, the secret is, if you know that you're sane, you'll stay sane. And I have never felt more sane, despite the fact I don't know where I am, I don't know what direction I'm going in, and there's a creepy voice that keeps interrupting me.
A creepy voice?
Yes, a creepy voice. Something that just enters my brain despite me not knowing where it's coming from or who the person is. I'm going to assume it's not disconcerting. Because it's not. Because I'm sane.
We don't meet too many people wandering around in this here woods.
No, because usually people wandering around in the woods is something that crazy people do. But I'm not crazy. And how about you? Are you crazy?
That's a good question, actually.
Ah, you're not sure.
No, I'm really not.
I guess I'm going to have to be in the charge of this expedition.
You could just come and have a seat here at my camp, though, if you wanted.
That's tempting. I'm worried, though, that if I turn around and look for you, that you're not going to be there. And if you're not, I'm going to start worrying that maybe I'm a little bit crazy.
That's quite the dilemma, actually. Yeah. Because if you don't look, you won't know if you're crazy. Which might be better than knowing you're crazy.
Exactly.
Hmm.
What if I ask you this?
What if I were to come around in front of you? Then you don't have to move. and you can just find out. Would that be better to find out secondhand that you're crazy?
No, I like that. I like that. That's better than what I was going to suggest. All right. I'm going to keep my eyes open and continue staring ahead, and if someone, say, in the next 30 seconds should cross my field of vision, well, then I'm not crazy.
So someone dressed in black slowly steps out in front of you and then cross across off the path and then around behind you again. Well?
Well, there you were. I saw you.
You did?
Yeah, you're dressed in a black robe.
Oh, look at that. Maybe you're not crazy.
No,
oh,
no.
Maybe I'm crazy still.
Well.
Wait, I'm going to stare straight ahead, and then you come around.
Okay. I'm just going to walk in a big circle going behind me, and I should cross your field of vision.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Keep them peepers open real wide.
I'm ready.
Blatt walks in a circle, going around in the back of him, and goes back to his original position.
I saw you!
You saw me!
I saw you!
Okay! Here's what I'm worried about. You're dressed in a black robe.
Yeah?
That's kind of creepy. So now I don't think I'm crazy, but I am worried I'm in mortal danger.
Okay.
How about you? You saw me. What do you think?
Well, you got big wings.
Yes.
I think you're a demon.
Yes.
It's a little disconcerting.
Aha! So we're both on the same page.
All right, well, maybe if we just tell each other our names, then we'll know each other, and that might help.
Okay. My name is Blatt.
Okay. I'm called the Jolly Jester.
Okay, that's not a proper name. Is that a nickname or a title of some sort? Is that your job?
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's your name. You tell me.
Oh, my God. What if I am crazy and I have a crazy name?
Oh, the jolly. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Well, simplify it. You're Jerry the Jolly Jester. All right?
I got it. Jerry the Jolly Jester.
Jerry
yes.
The
Jolly.
Okay.
So I got it.
You're Jerry and I'm Blatt. And we're both a little scared of each other.
Yes.
Now, final question. When you walk around, does it seem like you keep walking into the same place that you left?
No, that's crazy.
Damn it! I am a little bit crazy. But does that mean that you then know how to get out of here?
Of course.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Jerry the Jolly Jester, I am going to walk in a circle again, walking behind me.
Okay.
When you see me, stop me, and then together, we're going to leave this crazy wooded area, all right?
Okay, but wait, how do I stop you?
You put your hand out. You put your arm out, and you grab me. You grab my arm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here I go, walking in a circle.
Don't freak out, because I'm going to grab you.
Oh, I'll try not to.
Okay.
Again, the robe kind of freaks me out a little.
I can take the robe off.
That might freak me out more.
Okay.
Lower the hood.
Yeah, okay.
Just lower the hood.
I can do that.
Okay. Here we go, Jerry. I'm walking backwards, knowing that I will be grabbed at any moment.
And a hand grabs you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I knew
I thought you weren't gonna freak!
No, I'm sorry. It's still a little. Okay, Jerry, let's just get a look at you. What's your head look like, Jerry? Let's see.
And as you turn to face Jerry, you see the hood has been dropped, but there's just like a shadowy nothingness above the robe.
You're not helping me out here, Jerry.
What do you mean? What's the matter?
You are not a
I grabbed you. I grabbed you like you said.
Yes, you did grab me, but you're not a corporeal being.
Well, I am. I'm grabbing you right now. Well, you see this shadowy hand wrapped around your arm.
Jerry, I don't feel like you're being completely honest with me.
Okay. What can I do to fix this?
All right, Jerry, look at me.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. Can't you see I'm looking at you?
Sort of. You see how I'm a physical being?
Yes.
Look, I'm going to pinch my skin.
Okay.
You see that?
Yeah.
I'm skin.
Okay, pinch me.
Okay.
All right.
So Blatt pulls his fingers towards Jerry's hand and tries to pinch him.
It's like a spongy feeling.
Okay.
I'm feeling it.
All right, you're sort of here, but you're sort of not.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm Shadowborn.
It's not helping me out, Jerry. You're still kind of freaking me out. I don't know what Shadowborn is.
Oh, it just means I'm born in the in-between. We just call it the between.
Between what, Jerry?
Oh, this is going to take a while.
So, is this like limbo? Is this limbo, Jerry? Am I not in heaven and not in hell, but I'm in God's waiting room? Is that what this is?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay, Jerry, you said you knew how to get out of the wooded area.
Yeah.
Is this like, maybe you live nearby? Maybe you could take me to where you live. Do you live nearby?
You want to go to the between?
Not really, but I don't know what else to do, Jerry. I pissed off a goddess, and now I'm in the woods that don't end, and I'm talking to you. Do you have a face? Do you have... And Blatt just waves his hand in front of Jerry's head.
His face follows your hand as you wave it?
Like, you have the outline of a head, but I'm not seeing any actual features. Do you have, like, eyes and a nose?
I thought I did.
Well, I'm not seeing them, Jerry. I'm not seeing them.
Okay, well, let's take a deep breath. Okay. I can take you to the between.
Okay, the between.
Or I can take you wherever you want to go, I think. As long as you, you know, didn't piss off Celine or anything. Like,
okay, Jerry, you know how I mentioned earlier that I pissed off a goddess?
Yeah.
Okay, well, funny thing. The goddess that I specifically pissed off was probably Celine.
Poof, he's gone.
Damn it, Jerry!
We return to Magnus standing next to a shaking tree, Egerton standing alone next to a shaking tree, and Darcy, who is shaking a tree so hard it's almost being ripped out of the ground.
Okay, so the tree's got pine needles falling off of it now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, you see that? Do you see that, Magnus?
Yes.
Okay, so we all agree that the tree in front of us is shaking, pine needles are falling off of it, smells faintly of blueberries and salmon on the one side of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what exactly is happening in that we are all around the same tree, but we're not around the same tree?
So I start to circle the tree. Do I bump into any objects as I circle the tree?
You do not.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. Now, the only thing that's changed, to my knowledge, is that this young man here who claims to be a monk has arrived.
Hmm.
I wonder how much he might have to do with this weirdness.
What? What are you talking? I want to get out of here just as badly as you do, okay? And I don't know what's happening, but it's obviously some kind of a magic thing that is happening right now, which is really cool, and I could probably appreciate it if I was in a different... But guys, I mean, come on. What are we going to do?
Me too.
You hear a giggle. And something zooms past you, Egerton.
Oh, I saw a thing. I saw a thing. There's a thing. I'm going to go. Okay, everybody, follow me.
How are we supposed to follow you? I can't see you.
Follow my voice then. I'll find a way to talk more so you can hear me as I go.
Fine. Okay. Go ahead.
So I am following the direction the quick thing went.
Okay.
Okay, guys. So there's something that went past me and there was a giggle or something. I don't know what that was about.
You hear a different giggle. Go past you in a different direction.
Oh, there's another giggle. We're shifting 14 degrees starboard.
14 degrees starboard?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It's nautical. I think that as you age, you will mature and learn about new things.
We're not on a boat.
Well, that's the direction it went in, and that's the direction we're going now.
Fine. I'm just following your voice.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, so we're going to keep going in this direction.
And you see in front of you, sort of on a tree limb, you see a fairy floating.
Do you guys see that? There's a fairy. And it's flying. I didn't know fairies could do that.
And she sticks her tongue out at you and then disappears, zooms
what?
Up.
What? She stuck her tongue out? Okay, I'm going. Let's go. Up to 15 knots. Let's move.
I start running after him.
Did we see that?
No.
Only just he Egerton. Saw that.
Only
okay,
Egerton.
Sorry, I just wanted to check in.
Yeah, only Egerton saw that.
What do you mean 15 knots?
And you hear Egerton's voice starting to disappear.
There's a ferry, guys. You're going to get the ferry.
Slow down.
Come with me. It's okay. We'll get it. We'll get it.
I didn't see a ferry. Did you see a ferry?
And all of a sudden, the three of you are back, burst out of the trees and are in a glade.
Whoa. Do we see each other yet?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So all three of you burst into the glade and can see each other.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I told you I'd get us out of the woods.
This better not be the same glade.
Well, once you've seen one glade, you've kind of seen all the glades, I think. But I feel that every experience we have can be seen as unique, no matter what. So if we keep that in mind and with a positive attitude, this glade maybe is a different glade, and we'll be okay. Okay, no need for that kind of foul language, Darcy.
I want to look for footprints okay. or clear the signs of places that people have traveled.
Okay, so let's roll discern reality.
I have 7 plus what?
Intelligence, probably.
Oh, I have nothing.
Okay, so you can ask one question, Magnus.
What do I see on the ground?
You see the kind of tracks that would appear if a group of people had walked through this glade over and over and over again in different directions.
God dang it! Look! It's us! We've just been coming through this place like over and over and over again.
Okay, so I saw a fairy, and it was flying around.
Of course you did.
What?
And a fairy settles down out of the trees.
Oh, there she is.
Can we see this
fairy? You can all see the fairy, yes.
There's the fairy. I found the fairy.
What do you mean? I'm not the only fairy.
But no, I'm a fairy too, but you're like a fairy.
No, you're a fairy.
Okay, fairy is not something that we talk about around other people.
She sticks her tongue at you again.
Oh, did you see the attitude?
She's exactly. not going to let you leave the glade. You might as well settle in.
Who's she?
Well, I can't say her name.
Stephanie?
Yeah, Stephanie.
Oh, I knew a Stephanie once. No, not Stephanie?
Oh, you have a bear. I love bears.
And the fairy zips around and lands on your shoulders.
Are you a good fairy?
I don't know. Are you a good fairy?
Fairly.
Okay.
He's fairly a fairy? Who are you? Tell us how to get out of the woods.
She won't let you leave the woods.
And you won't tell us who she is?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Who would...
Oh, sorry. I'm being told it's Suzanne. No.
Don't say the name!
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, they mean Celine.
And this darkness rushes over the whole forest and glade, and the fairy just pops out of existence. And it starts to rain, a very cold rain.
Dang it.
Yeah, we should probably get under Darcy. She'll keep us dry.
And I stand up so they can crawl under me.
Okay. And what do you got? Are you guys going to try and sleep or camp or?
Yes, sleep, please.
Yes, let's make camp under Darcy.
But I can't sleep.
Yeah, bears can.
Sleep standing up?
Well, maybe on your side with like a paw up in the air so there's like an awning.
All right, so I collapse onto my side.
Oh, don't put that there. Oh, sorry.
Just
toe.
Move over. Right, I'm getting wet.
Sorry. I think I'm allergic to bear. Okay.
You really smell, Darcy.
Oh, I wouldn't say that to her when she has the potential to roll and crush us.
All right, fine. Just let me go to sleep.
Okay.
And we slowly leave this clearing as the three adventurers snuggle together in the cold fey rain.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and super excited to make a couple announcements before today's mid-roll promo. We are going to be at Hamilton Comic Con October 13 and 14th. So if you are in the Greater Toronto Area, please stop by, say hi. It's going to be myself, Eli, I believe Michael's going to be there. We're going to have new stickers, all kinds of cool stuff. Also, we want to make an announcement that we are going to be at PodCon in Seattle on January 19th and 20th of next year. So those are the two conferences coming up, and we hope if you're in the area that you'll come out and say hi. And now, into our promo. Today, I want to tell you about a show that I can't stop listening to, and it's called Spout Lore. It's a tabletop live play using comedy improv and the Dungeon World system. Like, how crazy is that? Do you know how rare it is to find another comedy improv live play that's also using Dungeon World just like we are? I can't stop laughing when I press play on any of their episodes. I feel like they've set the bar for improvisation and comedy in live role playing, and we can't get enough. Check them out at spoutlore.com and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Guys, 4 minute call. Has anybody seen Darcy's chocolate? Because it's getting, we're having some issues. She might be coming this way. I wasn't here.
Have you seen my chocolate?
I have not.
Nope.
But the person who's a guest star may have. Don't kill a continuing cast member.
Hello.
Hi, Darcy.
Have you seen my chocolate?
I saw your chocolate. In the past tense, about 10 minutes ago.
What's that on your lip? Is that chocolate?
It might be.
Keep us in chocolate supplies. Donate fast at patreon.com/albusalex.
$2 a month keeps us alive. Jerry? Oh, come on, Jerry. I'm sorry I was a little bit freaked out that you're Shadowborn.
What? It's not because I'm Shadowborn.
Really? You're just hiding because I said her name?
No, I'm hiding because you pissed off the ruler of all of this.
Look, Jerry, do you think it's really fair that one person should have this much control over your life and the trees and the glade and everything that's in this I don't know what? I don't, which is why I stood up to her. Don't you feel that maybe you should stand up to her as well?
Oh, God, no! You did what?
Well,
I'm dead! I'm gonna be eviscerated! I'm gonna be strung from every fey tree! Oh, God, why do I talk to people? My mom said don't ever talk to people. Don't talk to people! Certainly not people that aren't Shadowborn! Can't trust them! What have I done? Oh, friggin' Jerry! My name's not even Jerry!
Okay, Jerry, you mentioned that this was a fey area?
Duh,
like I know. I have a friend in my party. He's also one of the fey. Do you think maybe he could be here and maybe with a couple of my other companions?
Oh, so I'm just supposed to, like, come out now because you know a fey? Everyone, oh yeah, oh, I know a fey. I'm cool. I'm one of the cool kids. Hey! Screw you! I don't even know you. Whatever your name was, B-Hot, B-Bor-Blogger, whatever it was.
Jerry! You said you were going to take me to the in-between. Why can't you just take me to the in-between, even though I did piss off the grand...
I didn't say that, did I?
You did. You said you would take me.
No,
you
I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You
no.
said you would take
no,
me.
No, I didn't.
You said you would take me.
No!
Come on, Jerry. Be a pal.
Duh! All right, but then it's not one step further. Not one step further.
Deal. Maybe my friends have wound up in this in-between as well.
Between. Or the between.
The between. I'm sorry. It's a proper noun.
Okay.
We get there. Maybe my friends back in my reality can get me back somehow. Because it's...
Yeah, that's great. You can tell me that story on our way. Let's go.
All right. Going in between. In between what? I'm sure I don't know.
Okay, well, just walk where I walk. And he steps out from a tree in front of you. Come on.
All right. I'll step where you step.
And he starts slowly placing each foot forward.
Vlad carefully puts each footstep in where he stepped.
No.
What?
Walk this way.
Walk.
Like, bend your shoulders.
No, all right. I'm sorry. It's hard when you've got giant wings. I normally have a shirt to keep them in check.
And drag one foot.
Drag one foot. I feel like this is an old comedy bit, but I'm going to go with it. Walk this way. Here we go. I'm a non-corporeal being who doesn't actually have a face and walks with a limp.
The forest
somehow
around you begins to shift a little with each step. Like it just shimmers a little and then it shimmers more with each step. And all of a sudden, it just rushes at you and you are in grayness.
Are we in between, Jerry?
Yes. You're on your own. This is all I promised. This was it.
I just thought there'd be more to look at than just... the color.
Oh, there's a lot to look at. Be careful what you talk to here.
I'm talking to you, Jerry. Maybe you could tell me who I'm supposed to talk to?
You shouldn't talk to me here either.
Okay, Jerry, I'm going to be honest. You're a little less than helpful. I thought you were going to do me a solid.
And Jerry launches at you, fangs growing out of this face. And roll Defy Danger.
He has one hit point.
He should have slept with a grizzly bear.
I had no grizzly bear to sleep with.
With which to sleep, please.
9 plus my dexterity is a 10.
Tell me what happens.
Jerry just keeps on moving past me.
Because, can I see your sheet, Blatt?
Certainly.
Blatt
is in limbo.
Is in limbo. And Blatt, suddenly Jerry freezes, half leaping at you, and just starts moving very like in slow motion, and it's as if you're in touch with this space. Like it's under your control. As you move your hands, everything moves, and he moves back. And then all of a sudden, you're just gone. And you reappear in a glade beside a sleeping bear.
I don't know how to do this without freaking them out. Oh, well.
Hi, everyone!
Sound machine. What happened to my pillow? I had a body pillow. Oh, sorry, that was your leg. Oh, wipe that off.
And you see Darcy slowly starting to transform back and shrink, vertebrae popping, fur slucking back under her skin as the amulet around her neck begins to gleam.
And I just collapse to the ground.
And Darcy, Magnus, and Egerton, you are at, I think, full hit points.
Do I recover my spell?
Yes, so you would relearn your spell, so you can reselect.
Uh-huh.
But you are still at one hit point.
Okay, sort of a good news, bad news situation. The good news is we found each other.
Yay!
Yay.
The bad news is we're in limbo.
Oh.
Aww.
Now, bit of good news once again. I think because of my demonic background, I may have some control over limbo.
Yay!
Well, that's great. So now just let's get out of here.
All right. I'm not quite sure how to do that.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm new to the limbo thing. I talked to someone named the Jolly Jester, who was a shadow person and said he was part of the in-between. And then he attacked me. But then that attack didn't work because of my kind of sort of control of limbo. All right, I have an idea. Let's all just gather in a circle, hold hands, and if I think really hard, maybe we can get back to our world.
Well, you're starting to sound a little crazy and a little bit like Egerton.
No! I had a conversation with the Jolly Jester, and we were pretty sure that I was probably only a little crazy.
Yeah, he's lost it.
Okay, but you look kind of tired and beat up. Why don't you have a fairy cake? And we'll sit. And we'll have a little talk, and we'll figure all of this out, okay? As the leader of the group, it's my responsibility to make sure that you're on the up and up.
I'm not sure if your fairy cakes are going to work in limbo.
Those things never work.
Okay, but I think because there's fairies around, we're probably in like a fae-related place where the fairy cakes may have more potency.
Blatt, come here. Come over here. And I lay my hand on Blatt, and I cast Cure Light Wounds.
Okay, roll
and
it.
And I roll a d8.
Oh, no, Darcy, I don't think this is the time for that. Please, Darcy, not in front of the others.
Oh, you ruined it. It's a 2.
Okay, roll 2d6 for your spell.
I rolled a 5.
Oh, you got plus wisdom on it, right?
So I get plus 2 then. Okay, on a 7 to 9, the spell is cast, but choose 1. So I have to, so there's a few things here. So okay. I do cast it. And then, as you say, it's revoked.
Or you choose one of those revoked. Other things.
Right, but I think those
then
are
you don't
right.
lose it.
You draw unwelcome attention or put yourself in a spot, the GM will tell you how.
Sure. But then you keep the spell. It's
all
your
right.
call.
So we'll all keep the spell then.
You're going to choose that one?
Yes.
Okay, so you get 2 hit points back.
Huzzah!
Okay, Blatt, I think it's really nice that you did her a bit of trickery there. But come on, have a fairy cake. It'll give you some pep. It'll bring your focus in. We'll be able to move forward.
All right,
here you go. This is a nice special purple swirly. Have that.
Blatt takes a bite out of it.
Roll fairy cakes.
That's an 11.
Ooh!
Oh!
Oh, what he gets?
And he gets 4 hit points back.
4 hit points.
I feel 4 times stronger than I did before.
I told you that the fairy cakes worked.
Who's doing magic?
What was that?
The ground beneath you begins to move.
Oh boy.
Okay. Did anyone else have a fairy cake?
Nope.
No?
So the ground's actually moving.
Yep. Yeah, and the ground is lifting up in the air.
Gee! What the heck?
And you're all slowly starting to tumble off it as it's this giant rock starts coming out of the earth.
Whoa. I think what we're on is alive.
Everyone off.
I'm getting off.
Solid ground.
You all slide down to the ground and these 4 legs start to pop out of this rock. And this head starts to lift up out of this, the front of this rock. And it is this just gigantic creature with crazy big feet.
Who is doing magic in my glade?
He is.
No, no, that was me.
This guy here.
No,
he's
it was
the
her.
Guy.
It was her.
No,
over there.
Totally.
One
he's
of
the
big
guy.
Feet lifts up and starts to come down on Magnus and Egerton.
Ah! Dive roll.
Roll away.
Okay, you both roll. Defy danger.
It's a literal roll this time.
Oh.
Hey-ho.
I got seven. 11.
Okay, so Magnus, what happens? How do you definitely avoid the whole thing with an 11?
I execute a perfect backflip completely by accident.
And land with a ta-da.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Egerton, however, ends up getting one leg. He half falls, half slides out, and one leg is crushed underneath the giant for 6 hit points of damage.
Okay, I don't want to look at it. How bad does it look? I don't want to look.
It looks really bad.
Oh, it hurts.
That is terrible, man. That is, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
Why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling.
You're smiling. I can see your teeth.
No.
Why are you smiling? It hurts so much.
No one does magic in my glade.
And another foot starts raising up over towards all of you.
Wait, we'll stop. We won't do any more magic.
Flying down, pushing down, slamming
and I
down.
Dive out of the way.
Okay, so Blatt and Darcy, you need to roll Defy Danger.
Don't let him fall on your leg.
I roll 7 plus dex, I guess, so an 8 for me. Ooh, nice.
9, so that's a 10 for me.
Okay, so Darcy, you stumble back but get thrown by the impact and hit a tree and take 1 hit point of damage. And how does Blatt manage to not get caught in this at all?
Blatt just flaps his wings a little and moves backwards.
Okay, like blows himself backwards.
So Blatt keeps flapping his wings and starts yelling for everyone, "Gather around Egerton! He can't walk! Gather around! We're gonna try to unlimbo ourselves out of here!"
I don't know what that means.
The giant head is slowly turning towards you all.
Everyone, just hold hands! Grab Egerton's hand!
Okay. All right, I grab Egerton's hand.
I grab another of his hands.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to think really hard. Think all about my half-demonic past. See if we can get out of here.
Giant mouth is opening and it's moving down towards you all.
I've rolled an 8, which means... On a 7-9, you enter limbo, but with a cost. You end up in a different location or plane, or you're unable to exit limbo for 10 minutes while you recharge. Let's go to a different location or plane!
And you all see the head and the mouth opening like so big, coming down, 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 down. It blocks out the sun. And then you're all in grayness, holding hands.
This is interesting. I thought there'd be, I don't know, some art? Or
this is the in-between. I know you're going to ask me in between what. I'm not entirely sure, but this is where I left Jerry.
Jerry.
Who's Jerry?
Jerry the Jolly Jester. He's a non-corporeal being. He's shadowborn.
Remember, I think he's a little crazy.
He's lost it.
So can we do something about my leg that's crushed? Because it kind of hurts and it's floppy.
Maybe you should have a fairy cake.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll see if the fairy
cake could have given you a healing potion, but some greedy guts drank it earlier.
Yeah, that's really terrible.
Okay, I'm going to try a fairy cake. 11.
Roll your fairy cake.
Roll your boat. 2.
You get 2 hit points back. But your leg now can be walked on.
It's a little sore. Hey, Darcy, do you think you could carry me for a bit?
No, I'm not a bear anymore.
Well, we all are a little bear inside.
And all of a sudden, another being appears in the grayness around you. And you can see that each of you glows a little when you look at each other. And this being glows very brightly. And it's Egerton may recognize as the fairy from the glade.
There they are again. It's that fairy.
There you are.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I was just running away. Who would ever do magic in that glade? That's crazy.
Well, this guy was doing magic.
I didn't do the magic. Darcy did magic.
To be fair, it was me. I was doing the magic.
Wow. I hope I'm as, like, fearless as you are when I'm your age. Well, how old are you? 100? You're so big.
Yeah.
200?
Yeah, 300, actually.
Wow. That's amazing.
What was that thing in the valley, in the glade?
The glade?
The glade. What was the big stone thing that tried to eat us?
The glade.
Oh, I see. It was the glade.
Yeah, the glade.
Excuse me. Do you know how we get out of here, back to the world we came from?
Selene's put a price on all your heads.
You mean not just the demons?
Let me check.
Poof, poofs out of existence.
Basically, I learned if you ask a question, they poof out of existence and then don't come back.
That's very frustrating.
I wonder if there's some kind of list somewhere operated by someone that has all this information. There was a joke in there and it didn't come out.
All right, look. I was able to get us out of danger from being eaten by Parkland. So maybe if we all just hold heads again and I think really hard, maybe I can get us back home. So everyone, huddle up again.
Okay, here we go.
And the fairy reappears.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Oh, there you are. I lost you for a bit. Yeah, it's all of you.
How much?
I'll check. Hold on.
Wait, okay. Oh.
And the fairy disappears.
I don't know, Blad. All this popping in and out of existence, I don't even know what you're doing. Maybe we should just wait and this fairy can help us more.
We don't know that the fairy's going to help us. The fairy's just finding out how much the fairy can get if the fairy brings our heads to Selene or something.
It's a lot!
Oh, well, that's nice to know. But what we're trying to find out is there a way that we can get this bounty taken off of us?
I'll check.
No, it's fine. I'll continue standing here in the gray nothingness with you folks instead of trying to get us back to our plane of existence.
Or, you know, maybe gray nothingness again?
Yeah, like the choice between maybe getting out of here by your power that you don't really know how works and possibly getting help from a fairy, I'll go with the fairy every time.
Okay. Yes.
There is a way to get the bounty taken off.
Wait, what?
You said yes, that we could get this bounty taken off our heads?
Oh, was that the question? I forgot. I was sort of confused. I thought the question was, is there a way out of here?
Well, that's the question, too.
I can go check the other one. Hold
no,
on.
No, wait.
So what kind of mail were you delivering?
Well, mostly it's letters from the monks to the sisters and from the sisters to the monks. Because we're all, you know, chased. So
who's chasing you?
Well, mostly our emotions, like lust. So these letters, well, they're kind of pornographic. And that's how they keep it all under control.
Pop. Yes.
So, hey, could you tell us how we get out of here and how we get the bounty taken off?
Think so. It's a lot.
Okay, we'll...
out of here, you could just follow me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, did you leave a fairy cake trail?
Let me check.
Pop.
Eckerton.
What?
Don't ask any more questions.
Like what?
Never mind.
Pop. No, I don't see any fairy cakes.
Oh, here, have one of mine.
Oh, would you? Wow, I've never seen one made like that.
Yeah, this is a homemade recipe.
It's really ugly.
Do not eat that.
What are you talking about, Dougie? It's a purple swirly. This is classic.
Do not eat that. Please do not eat that. Please.
Oh, I feel like I want to eat it now.
You should eat it.
Wait, okay. Wait.
No fairy cakes.
We have nothing to barter with now.
That's an 11.
Not bad. Not bad. I'd add a little more love and maybe a little less. That was a very strange sweetener. What was that?
It was applesauce. There was this one apple that kept talking back and I had to...
You need to cut it with something.
Oh,
you know?
Oh yeah.
Well, now, maybe a little vinegar with the applesauce or you know, just cut it a little.
Yeah, that would be a good... Okay, somebody say
what my friend here has one that tastes exactly as you described. And if you would like to have it...
No, it wasn't that good.
Oh, come on now. It may not have been up to your standards, but this is a pretty good fairy cake overall.
It tastes like something that's been sitting around for like millennia or something.
Excuse me. Yeah. Could I, if we could just focus a minute.
Oh, sure.
You said that we could follow you.
I did?
You did say that.
Wow.
But where would you be?
Why would I promise that?
I'm not sure.
Faye but where would you promise easily?
Where would you take us? It wouldn't be into the hands of this goddess.
Oh, right. So I get all the money and all the jewels and all the cool things. Right. Yeah. So just follow me.
I'm a little suspect now.
I am starting to think that they may not be a good fairy.
Yeah.
I mean, on top of the delivering
says the
us
fairy
to the
fairy, you can't even make a fairy cake.
Oh,
you want to have a fairy fairy off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want to go far away and have
yeah,
fairy fairy off?
Okay, let's go. Okay, fly
let's
up
go.
Here. Let's go.
I can't fly.
Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of you.
I've never been now I feel kind of guilty about I've been eating a lot of fairy
guilty
cakes.
Here, do you want one of my fairy cakes?
Okay, I'll try one of your fairy cakes.
Here's a special one.
Thanks. That's interesting.
You are at full health. And you see Egerton start to lift into the air.
It's very tasty.
Well, there you go, and look!
What?
And
what?
You fall back to the ground.
You almost flew, Egerton.
How did that happen?
I always had a theory that you'd be able to fly easily if you just weren't shoving fairy cakes into your gob every 3 minutes.
Now, don't you make fun of my friend!
Yeah.
Well, now that you're friends, maybe you'd really like to help us.
Oh.
Egerton can be a very good buddy.
Well, I already have a buddy. Darcy's my buddy. That was already decided before.
Okay.
You could be Egerton's second buddy.
Okay.
Well, I kind of like to think of Vlad as my second buddy.
You could be Egerton's fourth buddy.
Okay.
Well, actually, I think that's
nope.
Magnus here.
No, he's your third.
No, my third buddy is the mixing bowl back in the kitchen.
Egerton. Okay. So if you just get us out of here, back to where we came from, Egerton will give you all of his fairy cakes, and you'd be able to go back to Celine and tell Celine that we're dead and then collect everything that she promised.
Okay.
Wonderful. Now, you're not going to just pop out of existence, right? Because we don't know where you're going. You have to physically take us to wherever you're taking us.
Oh, yeah, you just need to step where I step.
Step where you step, Will.
Okay.
All right, then.
Everyone ready?
Yeah, okay. Let's walk this way.
Okay, get in the line.
All right. Yeah.
What do you mean walk this way? That's weird. Okay, just step here.
Right.
Then step here.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to have to, I can fly, but you're going to have to jump to here.
Okay.
And one more.
Yeah.
And you all pop into a new glade that leads up to a immense palace.
Well, this is better, but this isn't where we came from.
Sorry. I didn't have a choice.
Does that immense palace have any moon things around it?
And there is a blue gleaming light coming down from the palace.
Come on.
No fairy cakes for you. Not a one. Not a single fairy cake for you.
Okay.
And she pops out of existence.
Egerton, I never thought fairies were so traitorous.
Let's speak about traitors.
Oh, boy.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with Michael Howie as Egerton, Marisa King as Darcy, Carter Siddle as Blatt, and special guest Julian Sark as Magnus. Dialogue editing and transcription by Michael Howie. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Join our Patreon for weekly bonus material, access to our Discord server, and lots more. You'll find it all at otherbothers.com.
Eli's looking at my microphone. He's touching.
Basically, anytime a man walks up to you slowly with a clipboard, what am I doing wrong?
It's never good.
What is happening?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of.
that the inhuman shape in the corner of your room is just your laundry piled on a chair. But as you hear the ghostly, ragged breathing that doesn't belong to you, you realize your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast where the players, playing as themselves, are tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Join us every Wednesday and learn the games we play while the gang tries their best to solve the mysteries, hunt the monsters, and protect the innocent. Their intentions are good. Their dice rolls, not so much. You can find The Crit Show at thecritshowpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.